I went in with the defense because I was using drugs at the time. I was an addict on methamphetamine. I got addicted to it. I was using it on a daily basis, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I'd got in trouble for stealing a car because I was involved with a ring of people that do that. And so we do that to get money or just whatever, the dumbest thing, just a car to drive around because we were high out of our minds. It was making really poor decisions. And so I ended up getting arrested. And we pled the case saying that I was just doing this because I was a drug addict and was an adult. So they gave me a lot of leniency. Said, okay, you'll serve 90 days in county jail and then do 90 days in inpatient rehab and then be on probation afterwards. And when the pro and so I did that, went through the rehab, got through the rehab program, and got out of the rehab program. And I think I did good for maybe the first 3 or 4 months. But it's like a lonely path because anything that you've done up until then, any of your friends, people you know, are involved in the bad side. So it's very easy just to stray off the path and just go back to it. So didn't take very long until I started using again and doing drugs again. And I was on probation with drug testing. So it wasn't too long until I had a violation where I got a dirty drug test. And I ended up back in county jail for 9 months. And then after the 9 months, I was released on house arrest, the electronic monitoring house arrest. You're supposed to get a job, and you're allowed to leave for jobs. Well, what's the first thing I did when I got out was called my friends. We set up a fake job. They're all drug addicts. I'd leave through the day. I'd do drugs, run around, and be crazy. Well, my father could tell I was still using, getting high, and I was supposed to be staying there. And so we got into a large altercation, and he actually kicked me out of the house. Which technically is your jail when you're on electronic monitoring. You're not allowed to leave the vicinity without specific permission. And so, not thinking rationally, saying, okay, my living situation got screwed up and talking to the people and robbing it, I just decided to say, F you and F this, I'm high as a kite. And cut the bracelet off and started running the streets. And, being that I was a methamphetamine addict, I took it upon myself to learn how to manufacture methamphetamine. I've met some people that were involved with that basically took me under their wing as an apprentice and taught me how to do it. And it wasn't too long until I got quite good at it, and I was manufacturing methamphetamine on a weekly basis. And I did that for probably 2 years, quite successfully. Bringing in large amounts of money, large amounts of drugs, and doing really well. And then my father knew that I was still wanted by authorities. And so he saw my car parked somewhere some night and said, hey, this guy's wanted for a warrant. Go pick him up. I don't think he knew that I had an entire meth lab in the trunk of my car. A large quantity of drugs, a large quantity of cash. And so when they arrested me, there was this huge onslaught of charges, and I was facing 7 years in prison.